that discussion, and many other inyanim of Kiddush to talk about. One of the interesting questions that people raise about Kiddush is, how is one supposed to say Kiddush? You say Kiddush standing or sitting? Many different minhagim. Some are nohig to sit during Kiddush. And they bring a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Sukkah, of all places. The Rambam in Hilchas Sukkah, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Beis, writes that on Sukkot one should stand for Kiddush. Why? Because you're making Kiddush in the Sukkah. You want to make a Leisha Basukkah. Leisha Basukkah, you're making a bracha on the Yeshiva Basukkah. And we know that you're supposed to make a Brichas HaMitzvah over Lasiyasan before you actually do the Maisa Mitzvah. So says the Rambam, you got to stand for the Kiddush, because if you sit down, then you won't be able to make the bracha of Leisha Basukkah over Lasiyasan. The Ravid argues, and the Ravid says that the bracha of Leisha Basukkah is not on the Yeshiva, it's on the Achilas. So it's not a problem. Even though you sit, it's over Lasiyasan of the Achilas, so there's no problem. You still should sit for the Kiddush. But what do you see clearly from the Rambam? That the Rambam would have admitted, the Rambam admits that normally you're supposed to sit. It's just on Sukkah, but less Breira, right? On Sukkah, since you don't have a Breira, you have to stand. But you really should be sitting for Kiddush. So the Rambam would say that on every other Yom Tov, on Pesach, on Shavuos, and on Shabbos, Mistoma, you should be sitting for the Kiddush. He doesn't disagree with the Ravid about that point. He just disagrees with the Ravid whether on Sukkah you have to change the minig for the Brach of Leisha Basukkah. So what taka is the reason to sit for Kiddush? So there are two reasons given. The Kolbo, quoted by the Beis Yosef, says that you're supposed to sit for Kiddush because Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. The Gemara of Sachem and Daf Kafala says that Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. That you're supposed to make Kiddush in conjunction with the Suda. That means it's supposed to be at the time of the Suda and in the place of the Suda. You're not supposed to make Kiddush in one house and then, you know, walk away, walk to a different house and have a Suda there. It's got to be here. B'Makom Suda. And even here, you're not supposed to wait a half and make Kiddush and then wait an hour and then have the Suda. You're supposed to have the Suda in conjunction with the Kiddush. So says the Kolbo, for the same reason, you're supposed to be sitting during the Kiddush. That's the Suda. A Suda is supposed to eat sitting. That's the Mokum of the Suda. So you're really supposed to be sitting when you say the Kiddush, because that's part of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Zok the Beis Yosef, maybe that's not absolutely necessary. Maybe one can be Mekayim the Din of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, even if you're standing, as long as everyone is around the table. People are running around, so then they're not B'Makom Suda, so that wouldn't be Kiddush B'Makom Suda. That's important to keep in mind. Sometimes, people are running around doing different things, and they hear the Kiddush somehow. You know, they're in like a different room. That's not appropriate. They really should be B'Makom Suda. If the Din of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda tells me that the Kiddush has to be in conjunction with the Mokum and the Zman of the Suda, then people are supposed to be around the table. But the Kolbo suggests that maybe for that reason one should really sit during the Kiddush. That's one reason that's given. The other reason that's given is based on the Mishnah in Brachas. The Mishnah Daf Mem Beis says that if one wants to be motzi others in a Birchas Hanenin, like a Birchas HaPasna, so let's say you're going to make a Hamotzi, you want to be motzi other people. So the Mishnah says that you have to be mesiv, that everyone has to recline. They have to be ready to eat. They have to be reclining together. If they're not reclining, so then there's no tzirif between the different people. That's what the Mishnah says. To be motzi someone in a birchas hanenin, everyone has to do heseba together. It says Tosfos, we don't do heseba b'chlav. We never do heseba. That's just not our minute. We don't eat reclining anymore. We don't have couches. So says Tosfos, our yeshiva shalanu ke heseba shalahem. Our sitting is enough. So if you're sitting down together, then midin shomea ka'ona, you can be motzi someone else in a birchas sanenin, because there's a tzirif between all the different people. So asks Tosfos on Daf Mem Gimel in Brachas, he says, but I don't understand. How do we make Havdalah together? We patter each other in Havdalah. We're all standing. Apparently Tosfos was assuming everyone stands. So if we're making Havdalah standing, we're not sitting, so how can we be motzi each other in the Berchas Hanen and in the Bar Piyar Gofen of the Havdalah? So says Tosus, a very interesting statement. He says, since everyone is koveya to be yotzei mitzvahs Havdalah, to the Berchas Havdalah, we're all koveya together, we're standing together to be yotzei the mitzvah, and somehow for that we could be standing. So for the Berchas Hanen as well, we're standing all around, that's enough. It's enough to be able to the Berchas HaMitzvah and to be able to the Berchas HaNenin as well. That's what Tosfos says. So it sounds like what? it sounds like it really would be better for everyone to be sitting. Right? Without sitting, there might be a problem. That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis Teretz is, no, it's okay. As long as everyone is standing around in one place around the table, that's okay. Since it's enough for the Birchas HaMitzvah, so for the Birchas HaNenen as well. It's enough. But some are not so convinced. Some say that, no, the Kasha of Tosis is better than his answer. That maybe for a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's enough that we're standing around. Since we all have the same Chiyuv in the Mitzvah, that's enough to create a Tzirif between the Mevarech and the Shomim. But for the Birchas HaNenin, for the Bar Piyar Gofen, it's not enough to create a tzirif between the Mevarech and the Shomim, because you don't really have to drink from the coast of Kiddush. And it's true, a Mevarech Tzarech Shayitam, but the Shomim don't have to drink. So they're not going to be Yotzei, right? They're not going to be Yotzei, the din to make a Bar Piyar Gofen, to say Kiddush ala coast, they're not going to be able to be Yotzei unless everyone is sitting. So maybe that's the basis of the to sit during Havdalah, to sit during Kiddush. Because without that, then maybe they won't be Yotze, the Bar Piyar Gofen, you won't be Yotze, the Birchas HaNenen. Of course, Tosis disagrees, and he says that if standing around the table together is enough to be Yotze, to create the Kfiyas, to be Yotze, the Birchas HaMitzvah, it's enough for the Birchas HaNenen as well. The Mishnah Berurah points out that according to Tosis, you have to be very careful. People should not be walking around. They shouldn't be walking around for the first reason either. That if Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, people are walking around, that's not B'Makom Suda. But for the second reason as well, to create a tzirif between the Mevarech and the Shomim, it's important that everyone should be standing in the same place, standing together. That's the only way to create the Kriyas. But the two reasons why some sit for Kiddush is because they hold that it's not going to be Kiddush B'Makom Suda unless they're sitting. Or they hold that it's not going to be enough of a tzirif for the Birchas HaNenin unless everyone is sitting together. There are some who claim that it's actually better to stand for the Kiddush. You know, why do people say, well, let's stand for the Kiddush? If there are reasons to sit, so then maybe we shall sit. What's the reason that people stand? There must be a time for that, that it's better to stand. They hold it's better to stand. And even though we're going to have to stand on our head, so to speak, right? Right? Even though we're going to have to somehow figure out how it's Kiddush Makom Suda, and there is a Kviyas, and you can be motzi each other, it's better to stand. So why is it better to stand? So the Kolbo writes, L'chadchila, it might be better to stand for Kvod Shabbos. If not for this din of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, to show kavod for the Shabbos, making Kiddush, you're talking about Kedushas HaShabbos, to show kavod for the Shabbos, it might be better to stand. So he happens to say that since Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, you can't stand, you have to sit. But that would be a reason to say that it's better to stand. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that the minig of the Arizal and the Chachmei Kabbalah was to stand during Kiddush. Because we know the Gemara Bava Kama says that the Amoraim used to go out, they would say, Bo v'netze likra Shabbos Malkasa. The Chododu, right? They would go out to greet the Shabbos queen. You see, Shabbos is called a Kala. Shabbos is compared to a Kala. And we know that when someone is getting married, their Birchas Nisun, there's Birchas HaKala, we make the Bracha standing. Right? That's a Chashivas, it shows a Chashivas for the Kala, it shows covered for the Kala, for the Chosan and Kala. So since we treat Shabbos like a Kala, for Kvod Shabbos, the Chachmei HaKabbalah felt that it's appropriate to stand for the Kiddush. This is one reason why some people stand. And the other reason is because since we say Vayechulu before the Kiddush on Friday night, Vayechulu is an Eidus on Briyah Shemayim Va'aretz, so Eidim normally have to stand. Right? So if Eidim stand, so when we say Vayechulu, it's appropriate to stand, so that should be able to be a good Eidus on Briyah Shemayim Va'aretz. So how do we pass this? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud says that one should stand for Vayechul. Hamzer Aman says that you can stand for the whole Kiddush also. What's he saying? He's adding to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that for Vayechul you should stand. So the Ramah says once you're standing, you can continue standing. But the Ramah adds another Shita. He says, but it's better to sit. Because sit for what? Meaning to stand for Vayechulu so that you'll have the Eidus and to sit for the Kiddush. And then the Ramah quotes the third Shita, that our minig, the minig of the B'nai Ashkenaz that the Ramah was passing for, our minig is to stand even for Vayechulu, to stand for the whole Kiddush. So there's three Shitas. Right? Some say stand for Vayechulu, and once you're standing for the Vayechulu, you can stand for the whole Kiddush. Some say stand for Vayechulu and then sit for Kiddush. And some say no, you can sit for Vayechulu also. Sit for Vayechulu. Ah, but it's an Eidus. You said Vayechulu in the shul anyway already. So you said your Eidus. So So better to sit for Vayechulun, to sit for the Kiddush, not to be jumping up and down, sit for the whole Kiddush, for Vayechulun, for the Kiddush as well. Three different shittas. So everyone has their own approach. But at least we know where the different shittas come from, where the different minhagim come from. Comes Rav Sternbach in one of his tshuvas and he says, L'chara, all these, this whole discussion only applies to Kiddush on Friday night. But Kiddush by day, right? Shabbos day, L'chara, everyone should hold, you should sit. There's no Vayechulun, right? There's no Vayechulun. And there's no bow v'neitzei likra Shabbos Malkasa, you've already welcomed the Shabbos. So what's the reason to stay? It's probably better to sit because of the other two reasons. That we're concerned that you're not going to have Kiddush Makam Suda, or there's not going to be a Kviyas. You can't be motzi each other. So it's better to sit l'chora Shabbos day, because the reasons of bow v'neitzei likra Shabbos Malkasa and the fact that Vayechulu should be recited standing up, it doesn't apply to Kiddush by day. And in fact, the Birkei Yosef writes that the Arizal sat for Kiddush by day. It would seem on Yom Tov, Bain Bayom, Bain Balayla, even for the Kiddush on Yom Tov at night, one should be sitting, because there's no Vayechulu. It's not Yom Tov night that goes into Shabbat, that's Friday night also. There's no Vayechulu. And there's no Bo V'netzei Likur Shabbos Malkus. So that same idea doesn't apply to Yom Tov, it only applies to Shabbos. So the Chora, Yom Tov night, all the times we say Kiddush on Yom Tov, you should be sitting. There are some who stand for Kiddush even by Yom, on Shabbos day, and even on Yom Tov, both at night and by day. Does anyone here stand for Kiddush even on Yom Tov and on Shabbos day? So, yeah, many people have that meaning, that they stand on Shabbos day, and they stand for Kiddush on Yom Tov. Yes. So what's that based on? It seems totally wrong, right? It seems like it doesn't follow any of the reasons. So the answer probably is that those who stand for Kiddush generally, they hold that Kiddush is like a Shira. It's a Shira. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ella al Hayayin. So we say Kiddush on wine. It's the Lashon of the Rashbam and Pesachim. So if Kiddush is a Shira, then perhaps it's appropriate to say the Shira standing. Maybe that's the reason why we say Kiddush standing. Aye, but there might not be a tzira, if there won't be a kviyas to be motzi other people, then might not be Kiddush Makam Suda. So they hold that that's not a problem, that as long as everyone is standing around the table being yotzi the Kiddush, then there is a tzira, and you're able to be motzi other people. And there's no problem with Kiddush Makam Suda. The taka is Makam Suda. So in order to get the din shira that we have in Kiddush, there are many who have a minik to always stand for Kiddush. Even for Kiddush by day on Shabbos, and even for Kiddush on Yom. Okay. What do we make Kiddush on? Right, the Gemara Pesachim says, Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, Zochreihu Al HaYayin. You're supposed to make Kiddush on Yayin. What does it mean, Yayin? What kind of Yayin? So the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daft Tzadi Zayin says that you're not supposed to make Kiddush on Yayin, that you can't be Menaseich on the Mizbeach. Only wine that's roi to be Menaseich on the Mizbeach, that's the one that you should make Kiddush on. And based on that, the Rambam has a big chumr, the Rambam in the Shabbos, the Perek Chav Tes, he paskins that you're only supposed to make Kiddush on Yayin that's not Mevushel. Yayin Mevushel, since it's not roi to be Menaseich on the Mizbeach, the Rambam holds you can't make Kiddush on that wine. Big chumr, that you dafka have to get Yayin that's not Mevushel to make Kiddush on. Tosus in Bava Basra disagrees. Tosus says he thinks you can make Kiddush on Yayin that's Mevushel. He says you can make a Borek Piyar Gofen on Yayin Mevushel. You make Kiddush on Yayin Mevushel. He brings the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says you can be Yotze Dalet Kosas on Yayin Mevushel. So if you can be Yotze Dalet Kosas on Yayin Mevushel, Stami, you can be Yotze the Mitzvah Kiddush too. Why? Because Kiddush is the first of the Dalet Kosas, right? So if the Yerushalmi says you can be Yotze Dalet Kosas with Yayin Mevushel, Stami, you can be Yotze Kiddush as well with Yayin Mevushel. But how can that be? The Gemara in Bava Basra says that you can't be Yotze Kiddush with any Yayin that he gets not right to be Menasech on the Mizbeach. So what's Tosfos and Bava Basra assume? So l'chora, the answer is Tosfos holds that the only type of Yayin that you can't make Kiddush on, the Yayin that you can't be Menasech on the Mizbeach, that's only if the reason why you can't be Menasech it is because it's Mos, it's a Dovah Goruah. If it's a dover garua, it's nishtanu legreisa, so then you can't make kiddush on it. But just because you can't be menasechet on the mizbeach, if the reason why you can't be menasechet is because his nishtana mibriyoso, it's not the same as its original form, so that's not a reason to pasul it for kiddush, because it's not a domamos. There's a gzeres hakosov that it has to be dumya de keves. A keves is brought on the mizbeach. The keves has to be in its original form. So everything that's brought on the mizbeach has to be in its original form. Once it's yayin mevushel, right? Excuse me. Once the yayin is changed from its original form, so then you're not going to be able to make kiddush on it, right? No hamol. Something that's changed from its original form, you're not going to be able to be menasich it on the mizbeach, but you'll still be able to make kiddush on it if it's not a davar garua. The Rambam holds that no, if you can't be menasich it on the mizbeach, then it's possible for kiddush. It doesn't matter what the reason is. If you can't be menasich it on the mizbeach, then that's it. You can't make kiddush on it. The other Rishonim will say that even though it's not right to be menasich on the mizbeach, as long as it's not a davar mos, the fact that you can't be menasich it on the mizbeach, that doesn't mean it's a davar garua. That just means it's nishtane, it was changed in some way. It's not in the original form, so therefore you can't be menasich it. Yayin mevushel, you can't be menasich on the mizbeach, because it's already cooked, it's been changed in its form. But that doesn't mean you can't make kiddush on it, because it's not a davar garua. So it's not a davar garua, you'll still be able to make kiddush on it. When do we say that something which is not a yayin, it's not roi, to be menasich on the mizbeach, is possible for kiddush? It's nishtana legreyesa, if it's a davar mos, if it's been changed to its detriment, now it's a deficient item, it's a davar garua, so then taka, you can't make kiddush on it. But if it's not a davar garua, even though it's nishtan, and you can't be menasech it on the mizbeach, Tosus in Bava Basra says there's no reason to say that you can't make kiddush on it. And he says that's what the Yerushalmi seems to hold. La halacha, the Shulchan Aruch has 2 days. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Ayin Reish Beis. Right? Ayin Reish Beis, not Reish Ayin Beis. Right? It Ayin Reish Beis, Sifchez, the Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days, and the Ramah says the minig is to make kiddush on Yayin Mevushel. Some are machmir for the Ramah. Some taka machmir for the Ramah, and they dafka get Yayin Shein Mevushel to make kiddush on. What's the din of grape juice? Can you make kiddush on grape juice? So the question really shouldn't be whether you make kiddush, but do you make a bar piagofen on grape juice? The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Hei says that you make a bar piagofen on wine because it's misameach, makes a person happy. And why does wine make a person happy? Stomach, because it's a midi de meshaker, because it's intoxicating. Grape juice is not intoxicating. Last I checked. Right, grape juice is not intoxicating, so maybe you shouldn't make a bar piagofen on grape juice at all. And yet the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Tzadi Zayin says, Sochid Odom Eshko Anavim Va'omar Alav Kiddush Hayom. The Gemara Bava Basra says, Beferish, that you can make kiddush on grape juice. You can be sochid, squeeze out the grapes, you get your grape juice, and you can make kiddush on that. So it sounds like it's kosher for kiddush. It sounds like it's no worse than any other yayin. It sounds like you make a bar piagofen on it too. So how can that be? If it's not a midi de meshaka, how can you make a bar piagofen? How can you make kiddush on them? But Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo, he wants to suggest, in Siman Dalet, wants to say that the reason why you can make kiddush in a bar piagofen on grape juice is because it's roi lios meshaka. It can turn into something intoxicating. You just leave it a little bit and it'll ferment. Right? So since it's roi lios meshaker, it's called a yayin hamesamech. It has a din of yayin hamesamech. It's bichlal yayin hamesamech because it has the potential to become a yayin hamesamech. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman's answer. So the problem that some pointed out, yeah, go ahead.
Can you say that the Gemara is saying that we already know that you could be
the Gemara in Bava Basra says you can say kiddush on grape juice. The Gemara in Bracha says that you make a bar piagofen on wine because it's misameach.
Yeah, so that's assuming already that you can make it on grape juice.
That you can make bar piagofen on grape juice?
And that's why I want to come and explain why you could.
Why I start by assuming that you make a bar piagofen on grape juice, and then I have to also know that you can make it on wine. Choretz the v'nafuchu. No, we first say that yayin is meshaker. So the bracha of bar piagofen is appropriate for yayin. The yayin is samach levav enosh.
What does intoxication have to do with bar piagofen? Is that
in
the idea of the bracha? What does
that
have to do with intoxication?
The Gemara in Bracha says that the pasuk yayin is samach levav enosh seems to imply that the special nature of yayin is that it's misameach, and that's why it gets a bracha. That's why it's goring bracha la'atma. That's why it gets a special bracha. And it doesn't just get a shahakol. Like most other juices just get a shahakal. Why does yayin get a special bracha? Because it's special. Because it's misameach. So we start with yayin. The question is whether mitzvah novim, whether grape juice is also bechlal yayin. Shmuel?
There are other drinks that also get someone shahakal. So why don't they have special brachas? Why isn't there special
bracha
for beer or whiskey?
Right, so apparently beer is not as chashuv, since the pasuk doesn't refer to beer as being a shaker, even though it can do it. Right? But apparently it's not as chashuv as yayin, that even though beer does share that quality of yayin, but the pasuk apparently is teaching us something special about yayin, and that's why it's kovei a special bracha la'atzmo. Chazal v'masakin a bracha on yayin, because the pasuk refers to yayin as being a sameach. So even though sheikha might have the same quality, but chazal v'masakin a special bracha on sheikha. But what should emerge, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman's svar, what should emerge is that if you pasteurize grape juice, and now it can't become intoxicating, it can't ferment anymore, maybe you shouldn't be able to make a bar piyagaf on it. You shouldn't be able to make kiddush on grape juice that's pasteurized. Some actually want to say this, some hold like that. Rav Yoshev, I think, is quoted as saying that you don't make a bar piyagaf on it, and you can't make kiddush on pasteurized grape juice. I think most of our grape juice is pasteurized, so that would be a tremendous chumrah. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed, and he suggested that once the shem yayin is chal on grape juice, it doesn't leave. Once the shem yayin is chal, it's chal when the grape juice is roi lios meshaker. It was chal at the point that it's roi to become immediately meshaker, it can ferment. So then even if it's now changed, you now doctored it in a way, you cooked it, you pasteurized it in a way that now it can't ferment, it doesn't matter. Once the shem yayin has been chal, the shem yayin is not gonna be removed from the grape juice unless it's nishtana legreis. Nishtana legreis, then of course it doesn't get a bar piyagaf and you can't make kiddush on it. So if it's niskalkel, in the cases, the Gemara in Balvasa talks about yayin koses and other different cases of yayin shehela kimchin and other things. You know, there are different cases where the yayin is deficient, right? It somehow it got ruined. So once the yayin gets ruined, you don't make a bar piyagaf on it. You don't make kiddush. But grape juice is not ruined. It's just it can't ferment once you cook it, once you pasteurize it. That's not a shini legreisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman says if it's not a shini legreisa, you can still make a bar piyagaf on it and still make kiddush. Oh, but there's one caveat he has. But if you have grape juice from concentrate, that is a shini legreisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman says. If it's grape juice, you've taken out all of the water from the grape juice, so now you've changed it completely. Now it's not grape juice anymore. Now it's just a glob, right? Well, I mean, what is it? It's a concentrate. And then they're going to make grape juice. They're going to add water to it. That's a shini legreisa, he says. So he thinks, Rav Shlomo Zalman feels, that you can't make a bar piyagafa and you shouldn't make kiddush on grape juice from concentrate. I think this was a problem a little while back. There are some grape juices that are made from concentrates. It's not so simple. I think the cafeteria once had that type of grape juice, and then they stopped providing that grape juice because there was a whole talaram. There was a whole discussion whether you really can make a bar piyagafa and make kiddush on that. Some say you can. I think Diane Weiss holds that even on grape juice from concentrate, you can also make a bar piyagafa and make kiddush. Shlomo Zalman's machmer. So many people are machmer not to make kiddush, but to make a bar piyagafen on grape juice and concentrate. But pasteurized grape juice, there is room to be makel to say that you could make a bar piyagafen and you would be allowed to make kiddush on that grape juice. Okay, this time.